CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his welcome for Chinese President Xi Jinping to visit Russia at an early date. Putin made the remarks in meeting with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in the Kremlin on Thursday. He said Russia and China should maintain and develop cooperation and also work closely with each other within a multilateral framework. Wang Yi said China and Russia have common ground in terms of development strategies and share broad prospects for bilateral cooperation. He said the two countries should further deepen cooperation in trade and investment and explore new sources of economic growth. Chinese authorities say it opposes the latest move by U.S. warship in the South China Sea. The response from China's defense ministry comes after a U.S. destroyer sailed near waters of Nansha Islands. The defense ministry says two Chinese frigates have warned and dispelled the U.S. naval vessel. A spokesperson from the ministry says the situation in the South China Sea has been improved thanks to the joint efforts from China and ASEAN nations. But the U.S. move has damaged regional peace and stability. An official report calls for joint efforts from China and the U.S. to realize balanced trade and investment. The report by Chinese Ministry of Commerce says the two sides can work on U.S. infrastructure construction, opening up of markets, two-way investment, and bilateral investment treaty negotiations. The paper also says China will also consider increasing import from the United States in energy, agricultural products, high-tech products, and services. OPEC and non-members led by Russia decided on Thursday to extend cuts in oil output by 9 months to March 2018 as they battle a global glut of crude after seeing prices halve and revenues drop sharply in the past 3 years. Oil prices dropped more than 4% as the market had been hoping oil producers could reach a last-minute deal to deepen their cuts or extend them further until mid-2018. OPEC's cuts have helped to push oil back above $50 a barrel this year, giving a fiscal boost to producers. The Chinese authorities say it is working with the Pakistani side to make every effort to rescue two kidnapped Chinese nationals. The two Chinese were abducted Wednesday in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. The foreign ministry says China attaches great importance to the safety and security of its nationals overseas and denounced abduction in all its forms. China has successfully installed the dome at the world's first Hualong 1 nuclear reactor unit. The 340-ton hemispherical structure now sits over the nuclear island in Fuqing, southeast China's Fujian province. The dome will be used for protection against nuclear accidents under extreme circumstances. China's new third-generation reactor, known as the Hualong 1, is the centerpiece of China's plan to tap the global civil nuclear market. China's health watchdog says 30% of Chinese adults are overweight and many are obese. Among children aged 6 to 17, 9.6% were overweight and 6.4% obese. The Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in releasing the stats, says the unhealthy lifestyle of eating too much salt, oil, and sugar, and doing too little exercise is more and more common in China. The number of Chinese patients suffering chronic disease, especially high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity, has also grown quickly. The Chinese mainland says Taiwan authorities will not succeed in its attempt to resist reunification by force. A mainland spokesperson has made the comment on an ongoing military drill in Taiwan. The exercise is set to simulate an attack from the mainland. The official from the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council stresses recognition of 1992 consensus is the prerequisite of cross-strait peace. The 1992 consensus embodies the One China principle. China has decided to raise the retail prices of gasoline and diesel for the fourth time this year. The decision has been announced by the National Development and Reform Commission. Starting Friday, gasoline and diesel prices will rise by 140 yuan and 135 yuan per ton, respectively. That means car drivers need to spend 5.5 yuan more to fill up the tanks. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.